PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. And as always, it's very nice to have you with us for the next 55 minutes of music. And hopefully this week we will put more music in due to the fact that we actually have a few special programs coming up this month. What are they? Well, let's just say anniversary of two kinds of anniversary. But let's get to some music, and then I can tell you all about that after we take a listen to our first song today. Now, we are at the time of year, which is a time of year that a lot of people enjoy in many parts of the world, because the days get longer. That's right, the sun comes up early and then goes to bed very late. We're now, you know, coming up to summer. It's a perfect time. Unlike where you wake up in darkness and come home in darkness, now you can wake up with daylight and sunshine. And depending, of course, on when you finish work, the same thing. So we're going to begin with Frank Ifield. It's a weird segue. I know that. Frank Ifield and the song Daybreak here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Ah, daybreak, another new day. The mist on the meadow is drifting away. For it's daybreak, the sun's in the sky, and the flowers break through their blanket of dew. Sunrise, how lovely it seems, just to see from my window, there's a sky full of dreams. And as the white clouds sail on through the blue, yeah, at daybreak, I daydream of you. Ah, daybreak, another new day. The mist on the meadow is drifting away. For it's daybreak, the sun's in the sky, and the flowers break through their little blanket of dew. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sunrise, how lovely it seems, just to see from my window, there's a sky full of dreams. And as the white clouds sail on through the blue, yeah, at daybreak, baby, I daydream of you. A sunrise, how lovely it seems, just to see from my window, not a sky full of dreams. Clouds sail on to the blue. Yeah, I daybreak, baby, I daydream of you.
Daybreak, Frank Ifield, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for this, the 11th of March, 2018. And 9 years ago, there was something that happened, not on this date, but in fact on the 12th of March. We're going to play a couple of promos, and this will tell you exactly what it was.
This is the Happy Station.
That's what happiness is.
Happiness is the happy station. Hello, I'm Keith Perron, and I hope that you will join me at 1 hour UTC on March 12th, 2009 on 9955 kHz via Radio Miami International for the first new edition of Happy Station in almost 15 years on shortwave. So, stay tuned and smiles across the miles.
This is the Happy Station.
That's what happiness is.
Happiness is the happy station. Hello, I'm Keith Perron, and I hope that you, that's right, you, will join me on March 12th at 1 hour UTC on 9955 kHz in the 31-meter band for the return of the happy station. Stay tuned. Yes, that's right. 9 years ago, on the 12th of March, 2009, of course, that would be 9 years ago, the Happy Station Show returned after more than 15 years of being absent from the air. Now, why am I talking about this today? Excuse me. And why aren't we running, well, something special? Well, that's because, as you probably know, in January, just a couple of months ago, we started doing some Happy Station Show specials, because this year marks the 90th anniversary of the Happy Station Show, when it began on PCJJ Phillips Radio back in 1928 by Eddie Starts. And I thought that this year, for the 90th anniversary, on the last Sunday of every month, we would be bringing you a special program leading up to our anniversary extravaganza in November. Now, for that, listen to this. We have been doing a number of very special programs. But because March is an important date, not just for PCJ, because it was also the founding of PCJ Radio International and the return of the program, and you may remember back in those days it wasn't weekly. When we restarted the show in 2009, it was once every 2 weeks. And then, of course, it became weekly and so on. Now, I should mention that on that date of March 12th, there were two editions of Happy Station that were produced. One that was broadcast at 1 hour GMT, and then another one with some of the same items from the first one that was broadcast at 15 hours UTC. So we have decided for this month, the month of March, our anniversary program, which would be broadcast on the 25th of March, to rebroadcast the very first edition of Happy Station that returned after more than 15 years off the air. And that is coming up on the 25th of March. So do tune in. Now, of course, there are some things that we are going to change. We have to announce it, otherwise people would just think it's very strange. But we will rebroadcast that very first show on the last Sunday of this month, which is the 25th of March. So keep that in your calendar. And it's very easy to remember. Just think of it this way. Happy Station anniversary programs coming up at the end of each month until November. What do we have planned for November? Well, actually, I'm not exactly sure yet. There are still many ideas that are sort of floating around. So we'll have to, you know, wait and see, because there still is a lot of time. And so far, if we said, okay, we're going to do it tomorrow with every idea that, well, we've had so far, that program would just go on for an entire day. And we have to, of course, you know, limit it down to a certain amount of time. How long that will be, I'm not sure yet. We are going to be planning something very special. That's all I will say. All right. Now, in the two jingles that we just took a listen to, when I was preparing them, because these were broadcast a few weeks before that very first program went out, and it was a very complicated time because I was moving at the same time. And back then we didn't have our own studio. In fact, we had to lease studio time from one of the local radio stations here in Taiwan. So it was rather complicated, and I remember thinking, okay, what kind of music should we use? Should we use the Happy Station song? And I thought, no, let's do something a bit different. So we chose the song Happiness Is by Ray Conniff and his singers. And that's how all that came about. I think it was also because at the time, that was the only thing that we had with us. Like I said, it was completely chaotic back then. So I know we have played this song at least once before over the last 9 years. So let's just play it again today. Even though it was a promo, you could say, right, that it was the first song played on The Return of Happy Station, even though it was only a promo. So here it is, Ray Conniff and his singers, and Happiness Is.
That's what happiness is.
Happiness Is, performed by Ray Conniff and his singers. The first song played on Happy Station when the show returned. Well, not in the show itself, but at least in the promo that was running before the program returned on March 12th, 2009. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed that. And you can hear that program that we did, my God, 9 years ago, coming up on the last Sunday of this month, the 25th of May of March, for the series of programs we're doing for the 90th anniversary of Happy Station. Okay, now, as you may be aware, we do have a Patreon page where we're uploading all kinds of archive material, not just from Happy Station, but also Radio Nederland, and some other little surprises as well. Now, something, of course, that we kind of take for granted now, because it's very, very common where you have broadcasters around the world, for example, like the BBC, right? Especially the BBC World Service, that have programs that are either especially produced for other radio stations around the world, or they take programs from their own schedule and repackage them and then distribute them to radio stations around the world. Now, this is actually something not new and became quite common after the Second World War in the 1950s. One of the stations that was a pioneer in this was actually Radio Nederland. Now, Radio Nederland back in the 1950s was very different from what Radio Nederland was like in the 1970s and 80s. And they would produce programs especially for what they called the transcription service, because the programs were on disc. And it was a wide variety of things. It could have been about Dutch culture, Dutch society, and of course, many, many music programs. The BBC World Service was doing the same, along with many other broadcasters around the world, including Radio Canada International, Radio Berlin International. And I would have to say, one of the largest transcription services that I remember would have been Radio Moscow. Whereas other stations would send out maybe one or two programs a week, Radio Moscow was sending them out by the dozens. And they were not on disc, they were on open reel tape. Very expensive open reel tape. And there was one radio station that I was at in the 1980s, and we used to get programs from the Radio Moscow transcription service. I don't even think we ever used them. We would actually just reuse the tape quite often. And we would get, and I'm not kidding, the post office would come by with a box. Sometimes in a week, we would get upwards of 20 different programs. Some of them were taken from the Radio Moscow World Service, and other programs were especially produced for the transcription service. It was like complete, the complete works of Tchaikovsky and so on. Oops, I just hit the microphone. No, this was actually, like I said, quite common. Now, going to what I was going to say next is some programs from transcription services were a little odd. A little odd and rather unusual. Now, people may remember Polish Radio Warsaw. Now, Polish Radio International Broadcast had programs daily in, and I'm reading, this is what I'm going to read. It's actually from the back of one of them. Now, Polish Radio, some people may remember, had some music programs. And they decided to package from the late 60s through to the 1980s some of their music programs on disc, which were then distributed to radio stations around the world. And on the back of them, it says Polish Radio Broadcast Daily in Polish, English, French, German, Italian, Spanish, Swedish, Danish, Finnish, Arabic, and Esperanto. Tune in to Polish Radio Broadcast beamed round the clock on 200 meters medium wave and on short wave in the 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands. It's funny how they used to do that. 25, just say 25 meter band. I remember Radio Moscow used to do that on the nearly on the hour. And then, of course, it's send your music request to Radio Warsaw, P.O. Box 46. That was it. But actually, back then, I remember even writing Polish Radio Warsaw, and even on the envelope, you can just put Polish Radio Warsaw, Warsaw, Poland, and that was it, and it would still get to the destination. There are still some broadcasters you can do that to with. The one, of course, that comes to mind right away is Radio Pyongyang, or what's known as the Voice of Korea. You could just put Voice of Korea, Pyongyang, DPRK, that's it, and it will get there. You don't have to put anything else. But anyway, Polish Radio put out these discs. And some of them are actually quite interesting. But the part, of course, that I find really odd is it said, send your music request to Polish Radio. They, of course, they would only play Polish music. And it was a mixed bag of things, everything from classical to jazz to pop. Classical, of course, is easy to think of. Jazz, maybe a little bit less so. And, of course, pop music. I don't think many people outside Poland were familiar with Polish pop music in the 60s and 70s, but they were asking for it anyway. But one of these discs is actually quite interesting. I'm not going... Well, put it this way. Chopin. Very well-known composer. And most of the works of Frédéric Chopin were played on Radio Warsaw, or what became Polish Radio, or so on and so on. One piece in particular by Chopin was used as, of course, it's very predictable, yes, the interval signal for Polish radio. Now, Polish radio put out a disc that features that piece of music and another very well-known piece by the composer himself. So let's take a listen to it. And I've also left in the weird announcements. Now, usually programs on a transcription service had a script, and people, of course, would introduce the piece of music. But I decided let's just run it the way they presented it. And you will see what I mean by it's very strange.
This is the Polish Radio Warsaw. We take pleasure in presenting some music from our programs.
Ici Varsovie. Nous avons le plaisir de vous présenter les œuvres musicales de notre programme.
Hier spricht Warszawa. Wir haben die Freude, Ihnen Aufnahmen aus unserem Musikprogramm zu präsentieren.
Qui Radio Varsavia. Abbiamo il piacere di presentarvi alcuni brani musicali del nostro programma.
Polish Radio broadcasts daily in Polish, English, French, German, Italian, Spanish, Swedish, Danish, Finnish, Arabic, and Esperanto.
Radio Varsovie diffuse des émissions quotidiennes en polonais, français, anglais, allemand, italien, espagnol, suédois, danois, finlandais, arabe et Esperanto.
Der polnische Rundfunk sendet täglich in folgenden Sprachen: Deutsch, sowie Arabisch, Dänisch, Englisch, Finnisch, Französisch, Italienisch, Schwedisch, Spanisch und in Esperanto.
La Radio Polacca trasmette tutti i giorni in polacco, italiano, inglese, francese, tedesco, spagnolo, svedese, danese, finlandese, arabo ed Esperanto.
Thank you.
Polish Radio Warsaw's odd music program that was from their transcription service that was distributed to radio stations outside of Poland. Now, you probably figure out what's a little bit strange about it, because there is really nothing in the announcement about the music on the disc. And we have a few of these, and we've uploaded a couple of them to our Patreon page. So you can actually go take a listen to yourself. Some of the music is actually quite good. But I have to say that it's not even a script. It's just taken from the on-air announcement that they would broadcast before transmission. And then on the disc itself, if I pull it out of the sleeve, because I have it right in front of me right now, also nothing. It just says, with a red label, Polish Radio, Polski Radio, Warsaw, P.O. Box 46. Now, if you're wondering, of course, what the pieces of music that we took a listen to, what they were, well, one, of course, was Chopin's Etude C, which, of course, was used as the interval signal for Polish Radio by Frédéric Chopin. And that was performed by Wonka Regina. Now, I only found that out after doing a little bit of research. And then that was followed by another piece by Frédéric Chopin, the Polonaise, also performed by the same pianist. And these actually were, in fact, recorded in the studio of Polish Radio Warsaw. And something else, actually, about the transcription discs from Polish Radio that is very odd. There's, I don't think they understood the two words quality control, because the little hole in the middle, which goes on the spindle on a turntable, is off-centered. It is off-centered. So when we were doing the digital transfer, we actually had to make some adjustments. Otherwise, instead of sounding like this, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, it would sound like this. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Very odd. I don't know why. And there's all different imperfections in all these discs, except for one that we have, which is fine. But then the audio levels are completely off. It's on side two of one of the discs, and it's playing some Polish pop music from the 70s. And each of the tracks have a completely different volume. Completely different volume. Not a little bit, but quite noticeable. It's like one of them you have to turn the volume up really high, and the next one you have to turn the volume up really low. Down really low. But anyway, we are uploading these at our Patreon page, patreon.com/PCJ Radio. And here's some information about that.
Is the Happy Station Show calling listeners everywhere?
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started this?
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJRadio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
All right, time for music again. This is one of my favorite jazz pianists of all time. I have many, but he is certainly up there, and I would put him at definitely number one. Dave Brubeck and his quartet with Blue Ronda Ataturk.
Thank you.
Dave Brubeck and his quartet with Buranda Ataturk from the classic album that also features Take 5 with Paul Desmond on saxophone. Well, let's, like I said, try to squeeze a little bit more music today. This is a song I think that's, well, we played it before quite some time ago, and it's one that I've always enjoyed. And I still remember where it was that I heard it the very first time, many years ago, and it was in the U.S. state of Texas. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, it must be a country western song. No, 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 no. It was driving down one of the interstates, and this came on the radio. Even though it was many years after it originally came out as a single, I remember thinking, oh, I've got to find this one day. And I did, actually, when I stopped for a break in Houston. I found a music shop and I was able to buy this single. And this is actually from the original single that I bought of a song actually that came out in the 1970s, but I bought it in 1990. And from the original 45 RPM, Daniel Boom, Boom, Boom. Not Daniel Boom, 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 but Daniel Boom and Beautiful Sunday. Daniel Boone and Beautiful Sunday, a song that was, well, it was played many times, of course, when it originally came out. And I had heard it on one of the interstates just outside of Houston. And when I stopped for a break, I found a music shop. And surprisingly, they actually had the 45 RPM single of it. It wasn't a new one, of course, because the song had been out many years before that. But I think it was a well worth it 49 cents. Now, the only reason why I know it was 49 cents because the price the price actually is still on the single. There is a Facebook group. Well, of course, I mean, there's many Facebook groups. There's groups for almost anything, you know. Do you like toenail clippers? There's a Facebook group for that. Now, you're thinking that I'm being facetious, but I'm not. There actually is a Facebook group for toenail clippers, but that is disgusting, and that's neither here nor there. But there's a group on Facebook that I do follow that has all kinds of weird singles and everything else, and it's called Rare LPs and 45s. Rare LPs and 45s. If you are on Facebook, and I hope you are because you can also find yours truly there, go and check it out. It is absolutely fantastic. There are so many interesting things that they actually have on that page. Some of the things I have, and I've uploaded things there and pictures of things that people go, wow. And there's a lot of very interesting discussions that take part in it. Anyway, do go and check it out. Rare LPs and 45 RPMs on Facebook. Anyway, we're going to leave you today with two giants of popular music, Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby, who did a fair amount of work together. And Bing Crosby, yes, he may have been a crooner, but you know what? He was really a jazz guy. He was really a jazz guy. Here they are with the Billy May Orchestra and at the Jazz Band Ball. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Pellon. I wish you so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.
Back when a nickel would buy a giant jigger of respectable rye, piano players in the honky-tonks would have to work on a slide. One tune was known to a few, some steady habitués too. So the word of mouth spread around the South, very entre-new. You better dig that jazz band ball, 'cause it's the ball of them all. Four, five musicians in the small saloon, inventing a ragtime tune. They kinda made up their own brand, without a note up on the stand. And they call it D-I-X-I-E, Hyphenelli and Land. Caught on. What's more, it was strictly bon ton. 'Cause like a winner at the starting gate, your music got it and gone. It moved from over the tracks into the society shacks. It was wonderful and deductible from the income tax. You better dig that jazz band ball, 'cause it's the ball of them all. When the trumpet player takes a monologue, the people shout, well, who got told? And if you ask how come that yell, they kind of grin, then say, well, when the band plays J-double-Z, it's B-A-double-L. When the band plays J-double-Z, it's B-A-double-L.